Hi, hello. Welcome to the podcast recording. We are live on Twitch, on YouTube, and now TikTok. We're going to be breaking down Diddy stuff, Diddy raid this week. We're also going to be talking about Jerry Bruckheimer said that they're going to reboot Pirates, which I think most people realize is a mistake. And there's another Johnny story that I wanted to talk about, but not particularly because I want to concentrate on that stuff, but because it happens to be a really good example of why you should not listen to certain journalists or why you should be careful of where the information is coming from. So we're going to talk about that kind of stuff. But yeah, the big one this week is Diddy. That's a really, really big story. I'm sorry, I'm so out of it. I'm getting used to this. But anyways, the Diddy stuff is now, he has been raided in connection to sex trafficking charges, which is insane. Insane that this is finally happening. I'm super jazzed that this is finally coming to light. Obviously, there's, you know, it's been years of this, years and years and years. So I'm just going to jump right into it. And if you hear my cat making sounds, she coos like a dove because she's a little weirdo. So just, you know, be cool with that. Anyways, I will say regarding Diddy, when you get off the bus from like Indiana to Hollywood, you find out, like, in the movie industry, Harvey Weinstein's a monster. In TV, Ellen's a monster. And then in the music industry, Diddy's a monster. So I'm glad that now all of those things have come to light. And I think society is better for it. I'm very jazzed about that. But here's what happens. Basically, if you haven't followed any of this Diddy raid stuff, to put it in the parlance of our time, dude is cooked. He is cooked. So his houses in LA and Miami were raided by Homeland Security as part of a sex trafficking investigation. So we should probably start with what sex trafficking is, because I think not everybody realizes this. It is, and this is from like official sources, sex trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain, harbor, transport, patronize, or solicit a person for the purposes of commercial sex acts. Any commercial sexual activity with a minor, even without force, fraud, or coercion, is considered trafficking. So we have him being, they're going after him for basically both of those. If you're watching this on video, not listening to the podcast, this is Giuseppe, my puppy. He wanted to say hi. He likes to be up here with Dad, my arms. So Homeland Security issued the following statement. They said, quote, Homeland Security Investigations, known as HSI, New York, executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our law enforcement partners. So if you've seen the pictures of this, it was a massive raid, massive, on a crazy scale. And particularly because of, I think, the size of his house and some details that we know about Diddy from his past. So it makes a lot of sense. Darkly Eve on Twitch is asking, was it minors? It appears to be the case. And we're going to get to how we know that in a second. So Diddy was seemingly not present, but his sons were there and they were cuffed when the raids were conducted. Diddy's lawyer issued the following statement. He said, quote, yesterday there was a gross overuse of military level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated, unquote. Now, one thing I will say about this, generally speaking, is this was conducted very much by the book. There were there's a lot of people that generally speaking knew that this was done extremely by the books. And by all accounts, the sons were not arrested. They were more detained as part of the search. And that is both for their safety and the safety of the officers and all of the officials that are actually doing the search. So yeah, per law enforcement experts, the raid was conducted very much by the book. Cuffing his son just a standard procedure. And not only that, it's, I think in particular, because of Diddy's history with guns and violence in general, it was safe to assume that there would be guns there, possibly could be resistance. And so it makes a lot of sense that they came in with like the literal SWAT team and then some. That was how they approached the home in the Hollywood Hills and then in Miami. And of course, he owns way more houses than just this, but these are the ones that they went after in particular. And this is why. So what were they looking for? They were looking in particular for evidence. So this wasn't to make arrests. This was an execution of a warrant in order to obtain evidence that was related to the sex trafficking investigation. So it's reported the HSI took specific electronics. So this is like computers, hard drives, and cameras. And the reason they went after all of this stuff is because of a lawsuit that I think most people are aware of now that started in February. So we don't know all the details because the investigation's ongoing, but we do have a pretty good idea of what led to this. Because in order to obtain a warrant and conduct a raid of this scale, you would need really, really solid proof, like a mountain of evidence to go into these homes. And this more than likely came from a lawsuit filed in February. So in February, Lil Rod, who's a former producer and videographer for Diddy, filed a lawsuit against him, claiming Diddy repeatedly sexually assaulted him while he was working on his latest album from September 2022 to November 2023. So super recent. Although, as we know, just generally speaking, this goes back into the 90s of like what we've all heard about Diddy's behavior in this sort of capacity. Lil Rod's lawsuit talks about him having a party with underage girls, and he actually provided screenshots of a video with a reported underage girl. So he, as part of this lawsuit, actually gave evidence over, and it makes sense that this would now be the thing. Like, okay, we have some evidence. We know that there's video evidence of this at the homes, and it's just a matter of being able to go there and get it, and it makes a lot of sense that that is where this stuff came from. So he actually reported that in all of Diddy's houses, every room is wired up with cameras. So it makes sense that the HSI would then go in to try to get these cameras, get these recordings, because they have, like, look at this. This is a screenshot from a camera with allegedly an underage person. So this is evidence of what we're talking about, and enough to get a warrant from a grand jury. So that very much seems like what is happening here, what happened. In addition to that, the HSI whenever they even existed. So basically what's next is, I can think, kind of what we're looking at. Because of the existence of this lawsuit, there's a lot of evidence that was out in the open, and there's also reason to believe now, because like Diddy knows that people know about the cameras, and there's video evidence. Even if it wasn't for this like federal investigation, it would still make sense that possibly now that it's out in the open, a lot of people would be like, maybe that evidence isn't going to stick around for too long. Not anybody's saying that it would disappear or anyone's destroying evidence, but I mean, it's safe to say that it's now at risk, and there's now maybe a time element on when that evidence can be taken in, or how much longer they have the opportunity to take it in. So yeah, what's next? No one has been charged with anything. Again, this is completely about getting the evidence so that they can have indictments. So that's what we can expect next. There's going to be indictments against Diddy, against his sons, in particular, the ones we saw cuffed in that aerial video. And that's not because like they were there or anything like that. It's because they were apparently in the video that Lil Rod talked about. Also, by the way, if you'll see a couple different dates associated with the Lil Rod lawsuit. There's February and March. The only difference is that now in the March version, Cuba Gooding Jr. is named as a co-defendant. Because allegedly, Lil Rod says that he was being groomed to basically be given to Cuba Gooding Jr., which is mental. So that's what the difference is with the February-March thing. If you see two different dates and you're like, I don't understand why there's two different dates. It's that. And then so all of this, like we can expect indictments for Diddy, his sons, anyone who appears in those videos, which again, if all of his houses are wired up with cameras, we can expect there to be a bunch of other like celebrities who were there that engaged in acts either... you know, through sex trafficking in one way or another, they could have been involved in that, and we could see more indictments, just like how we're seeing Cuba Gooding being tossed into this. So yeah, there's some Ellie M. Bruce on Twitch. There's some things added to the new filing, so it's been updated with Cuba and new details. Yeah, a lot of it really, really specifically to the kind of sexual assault that Lil Rod was talking about. But yeah, so we can expect indictments, which will then lead to arrests, likely, if there's enough evidence on the videos, which we're presuming there are, for Diddy, his sons, anybody else on the video, maybe Cuba Gooding Jr. I don't know how much he's involved in the actual investigation of that, and if it's just the lawsuit. But of course, now everyone's understanding that we kind of knew Diddy was like this for a long, long time, and 50 Cent, in particular, is having a field day with this. There's a lot of old clips because he has not been quiet about this at all. There's a great clip of him on, I forget what podcast it was, but he's talking about how, like, when he was first coming up, Diddy being like, so when are we going to hang? You know, I'll take you shopping. Like, I'll pay for it. And 50's like, you're going to take me shopping? Did you just say you're going to take me shopping? What the fuck are you talking about? And so immediately he was like, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. Oi. Anyways, so he's now having kind of a moment on like Instagram and Twitter. He's having a lot of fun with watching this downfall because he's known about this for a really long time. And yeah, good on him. He's been trying to tell people. But yeah, another thing I want to talk about generally speaking, as part of this, is I think there's, I saw a moment on like X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. People are talking about how the hell does TMZ have so much info? They have like videos from inside the house after the raid, which by the way, they basically destroyed the house. It's insane. They like ripped things down. It looks like in a spy movie when they'll leave their hotel room and then come back and then everything's like destroyed, or like Indiana Jones in the beginning of that. And they're ripping through trying to find stuff. It is that. It was very much like that. So people are wondering, like, how did they get that video? How do they have all this insider information? And all I'll say is that generally, like, if all of this is true, then he's basically the Jeffrey Epstein of the music world. So the floodgates are open. All it took was one person flipping on him and doing this lawsuit, and that was enough to start this federal investigation. And now, and that also, by the way, might have been existing already, and it just took somebody like coming forward with some evidence for them to be able to really move on it. But now you can expect basically everybody else to be flipping too. I think that's safe to say. There's going to be a lot of people flipping. And there's one place where if you have information, then you can, and you want to sell it, you want to make some money really fast, it's TMZ. So if you have video from the inside because you were just like one of a crew that was there, you know, the second any of this happened and TMZ got word of it, I guarantee you every single person in that room, regardless of what their job was on the phone calling gardeners, housekeepers, drivers, cousins. If the fucking dog had information, they'd be barking at him. They're digging up as much as humanly possible, and they've got a wallet to buy this stuff with. So that's what it really comes down to. That's why they have all this information. In addition to, as I've talked about before, as you can read in many, many of their stories, they talk to law enforcement. So it makes sense that a lot of this information would have come through those means as well. Now, one thing we haven't talked about is, where is Diddy? When this first happened, there was a rumor that his private jet had gone to Antigua. However, it seems like if it did, it would have been before the raid, so he would have had it been tipped off. But also, we now know that that was BS. That was totally unsubstantiated, and that's one of the reasons I never shared that story, because I had a feeling it wasn't true. Because a lot of those private jet stories you see in general are BS, because, you know, sometimes, like Taylor Swift gets a bunch of crap for, like, you see her private jet go from like one part of LA to another part of LA. It's like they do that sometimes for refueling or storage reasons. It doesn't mean she was on it trying to go to Costco. It's like that's like part of the economy of owning a private jet, is you have to just move it around sometimes for practical reasons. Also, it's just, it might not be her. It could be rented, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That plane has since been scrubbed off of the flight tracker websites. So it's a good chance it is his. However, he is 100% Miami. There was a rumor that he was in Miami, that there were some photos of him at the airport. However, he has now totally been seen at Topgolf acting very normal with his daughter. So he's 100% Miami. He did not flee, which makes sense, because if I were him or one of his lawyers, I would be telling him, stay put, shut up, and act innocent. And that's seemingly what he's doing. Makes a lot of sense. Remember, he's a billionaire. If he wanted to disappear and never be seen again, he probably could. He's got the private jet and the money to do it. Also, if you see the camera shaking, it's because my cat keeps running up and down this. Just FYI. But it is possible that he was tipped off of this. I wouldn't be surprised. Again, just as someone who's so powerful, and there being so many people involved, both just like people and law enforcement, I wouldn't be surprised if he would have gotten tipped off in some capacity and maybe came back to the States even to sort of start dealing with this stuff. But I don't think he's going to disappear. Because I think, I don't know if he's actually going to go down for this. I think his career is more or less over, but he's got enough money that he, you know, if we never hear from him again, he's still going to live the best life anyone could ever possibly imagine. It's just this stuff came to light, and I don't think he's going to care, because he doesn't seem to have a ton of remorse, or he wouldn't have done this in the first place. So that's basically where we are. We're waiting for Homeland Security to go through all this information. And the thing is, like, don't hold your breath. And don't take a delay in any new information coming as a sign of there being of innocence or there being any kind of issue, because it's going to take them possibly months to go through all this information. Because again, it was these two houses. They probably grabbed way more stuff than they needed, but they were particularly going for video evidence, I believe, which is the electronics, hard drives, computers, etc. And it's going to take a very, very long time to go through all of that, because they want to build the strongest case possible. So even if they immediately see something and they're like, boom, we got it, he's cooked, they're still going to want to go through all that and try to find as much information as possible. So it could be months of nothing happening, of him going to Topgolf, him having a good time, nothing happening at all. Extremely likely. But that doesn't mean that there isn't work happening that's important. It doesn't mean that they're not going after him. It doesn't mean that he's not going to get he's not going to go down for this. And that's basically where we are right now with the Diddy stuff. We'll take some comments from all over the place. Tinkle Tits McGee on YouTube. He has FU money. He really does. God, I picked a hell of a first screen name to read. Jesus Christ. Yeah, and real money, not overinflated assets, 100%. Also, he has like a million homes. He's one of those kinds of people. So he could be on islands that we don't know exist. He could be in countries that only rich people know about. If he wanted to flee, he would. He's doing all of the right things. And I think, I don't know if it's more likely that people will flip on him because they would be implicated too. And like other people at the parties, if they would flip on him because like they would be implicated too, and they want to make deals with Homeland Security, the FBI, or whomever, or if they are likely to protect him because he could take them down. But I think at this point, the information, like if the cops have the videos, then everybody who's involved in this is screwed. Like it's already done. It's already out there. So yeah, that's basically where we are. Ellie Bruce on Twitch. Yeah, he's been doing this for decades. I think he's so confident that he'd be protected of all his money and contacts besides all this big ego. That's the thing. He's been a billionaire for a while. He's been very rich and famous since the 90s. And again, he's been getting away with this for like 30 years. What would make him think he wouldn't keep getting away with it? And that's kind of what we've been dealing with, like the Weinstein stuff too. It's like, you're so powerful and you have so much money. Why would you think that you wouldn't get away with this? So I suspect that he's acting as such, and I suspect that his army of lawyers are also fairly confident they can get him out of this through various means. So I don't know what's ultimately going to happen, but it is it's great that this came to light because it's been sort of an open secret, and I'm glad Fitty Sen is having a fun time with this, as he should. But I will say that I don't know what's ultimately going to happen. I don't know if he's actually going to go down for this. I hope he is. But yeah, his houses are a mess. Lucky on TikTok says, yeah, I can pull up some of the photos, but they trashed his house. It's good and trashed. Let's see, Diddy raid. We'll pull up some of these photos on Twitch and YouTube here. But yeah, we talked about military level force. If you're listening on the podcast, you can't see this, but this is like full on tank. That is a tank. And also, there's very funny footage of, because they obviously, it's the Hollywood Hills. There's a lot of rich people living on that block. And there's great footage of, who is it? Ridley Scott waiting because he couldn't get to his house. Let me see if we can find that photo. Yeah, this. This is one of my favorite photos. This has, somebody rightly pointed out, this has album cover potential. Here, I'll kind of point you on TikTok as well. You guys can see. It's just sitting there like, well, I guess I'll wait. Very funny. Anyways, but yeah, there was, if I can find the footage, I desperately don't want to pull up TMZ.com because it grosses me out. But yeah, they have exclusive footage of somebody walking around like video of inside the house. Diddy raid house. We had really good aerial footage of this. And then, yeah, here's some of the inside. They tore it apart. There's open safes. Like, they got through the safes even. It's wild. They were not fucking around. They went hardcore. And they had a lot of people that went into this. A lot of people. So I suspect if there was anything to be found, I'm sure they found it. I'm sure. Billy, same with Jeff Epstein. Why would he KHS if he had all that money? Well, we're not going to get into all that, but I will say that there's a lot of information here. And I think he has, I don't know, because they both had a lot of people that were implicated in it. I don't think we're going to see Diddy disappear for a long time. I don't think that's gonna happen with him. I really don't know what's gonna happen. I hope that some charges come against him. I would be shocked if they didn't. It really is like what's gonna actually happen to him in the end. I don't know. Did he steal free? You believe he is a federal informant? I don't think so, Melanie on TikTok. I don't think so. I think it's more like people are like there are informants against what's going on with him. I think there are people who have talked specifically, I think, more than what the lawsuit implicates with Lil Rod. I think that probably got a lot of names to law enforcement, and I think that they acted on that then. I think it's very likely that there are more people tipping off about what you can find and where than just Lil Rod, if I had to guess. Maria on Twitch, it's not wild what police did. It's normal. Yeah, it is completely normal. There's been a lot of interviews people have done with like former FBI and law enforcement in general. There's a lot of indications that this was done totally by the books. It's the place is trashed, but that's kind of how it goes when you're trying to get to the information. This is someone who's been implicated in a very, very serious crime, and they have to get in and out very, very quickly. And they did so, and it was very well coordinated, and police seemingly did a pretty good job. It just depends on what they actually got, and again, it could be months before we find that out. Yeah, hopefully, Katie, Texas, hopefully Diddy doesn't get Epstein. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's pretty unlikely. But it is crazy. Another thing I wanted to bring up, too, is that I saw Radar Online published exclusively. They got a copy of the ironclad NDA that Diddy made all of his employees sign. And like one of the things that comes up when you talk about something like Diddy is why now? Why did it take so long for this to come forward? And I think the most obvious thing is that people were they're afraid of him because he's very, very powerful. But also, people don't understand NDAs. Even if you signed an NDA with Diddy, you don't. It doesn't protect them from crimes. If it was a crime, you are still free to break that NDA. It is not something that's just like period, the end, you can get away with whatever you want. And that's, there's a lot of ways to get around an NDA, and I say that as someone who got around an NDA. Darkly Eve, thank you for gifting 5 subs on Twitch. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. So the NDA was ironclad, sure, but when it comes to a crime, it is now null and void. And so I think that will open up also the floodgates for a lot of people, because now it's out there. The crime is known. And I think people now don't have to prove the crime, because it's hard to get over the barrier of somebody's like innocent or there's a suspicion to implicate it. And now he's been full on implicated, which I think now basically nullifies all NDAs. So anybody can likely come forward now. It's very easy to get in contact with law enforcement and have any kind of information you want. And I think there's going to be enough of a floodgate that there's probably nobody, like, he's going to go after individually to try to stop this from happening. He's cooked. He's cooked. But yeah. Good evening from Montenegro. Hi. Good to see you. Is he not going to prison? User asks on TikTok. I have no idea. We're so far from that. We are so, so far from that. Oh yeah. Ellie, also on Twitch, also Cassie and others being able to bring this, up because of New York State, Adult Survivors Act. Yes, that was, the Adult Survivors Act created a special 1-year, look back window. Yeah. That's a very new thing that brought a lot of, new accusation to light in New York, which we saw happen. So that's, this opens up a lot for Cassie too, which is important because she obviously got put through hell as we know now. Yeah. Also, I can't believe there's still people being like, your 15 minutes of fame is over, man. Give it up. Like, you're in my live. Get a life. You're in my live. What are you doing? Fuck off. Jesus Christ. People are so stupid. Demon Child on YouTube. So that's why Cassie was able to speak up, because it made the NDA void due to crimes committed. So I'd have to look more into the Cassie thing specifically. I don't know as much about that, but it would make sense that was the case. But again, it's like more than the NDA being nullified. It's also just there's so many other societal factors regarding like fear and what he could do to somebody. So there's a lot more factors when it comes to these issues of sexual assault. So I don't know. I can't say with Cassie in particular, but I know that there were certain laws that are in New York that are helping a lot of people, which is the Adult Survivors Act. So yeah, it's kind of where we are. Kind of where we are now. Amanda, you're late replaying now. The VOD's going to be up from this, and I'm going to cut it up by topics. And this is going on Spotify too. I'm starting to upload this stuff as a podcast. MemeStar on TikTok. Cassie needs a huge thank you for bringing this to light for others to proceed. Well, that's the thing, and that's why it's so important to listen to the first people out of the gate. That's the toughest part. Being the first person out of the gate is the absolute toughest thing, because it's very easy to squash one person, but then if that ripple can turn into a big wave, then that's how we see people like Weinstein go down. That's what we see people like Epstein go down, and then that's, I believe, what's happening now, what we're going to see happen more and more and more, and pick up speed with Diddy. And it's not only just a case where, like, you have to go to the media now to get your story out. Now it's like you can literally just, you could call the FBI, call Homeland Security with your information. You don't have to like go public, do a tweet longer or whatever. You don't have to deal with the publicity side of it, the PR side of it, and all of that nonsense, because you can go directly to the source and give your information to them as part of this larger investigation that is not super out there as far as details. And then when we get all of those details, oh, and by the way, as you might be wondering, as I'm sure there's a lot of people here who are watchers of trials, we'll say, this is a federal case. If he ends up going to trial, there's not going to be anything televised. So womp womp there, but there will be certainly a lot of information and a lot of stuff to cover. But yeah, it's not going to be it's not going to be televised in any way. As is the case we've seen with a lot of other federal cases, obviously. But yeah, that's how it goes. Rosie girl, you got into a TikTok black hole about Dan Schneider. Oh man, yeah. Dan Schneider thing was wild. I was at like a mixer for like YouTubers and stuff with a bunch of friends, and I got into a big conversation with somebody about Quiet on the Set. And about how it was kind of formatted very weird. But it is cool that we're getting another episode. I'm glad they're doing that. So it seems like this kind of opened it up, and everyone else is like, I got some stories too, actually, if you want to talk about it. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do this fifth episode. Taxi, the difference between Diddy and Epstein is that Epstein was in political circles of power, whereas Diddy, it's by and large just the entertainment industry. It makes it easier to take him down. I actually disagree with that. I think when you're a billionaire, when you have that much money, it's more than the entertainment industry. It's more than music. It's more than the entertainment industry. When you're at that level, like for instance, like remember when Ellen kind of got in trouble because she was at a football game sitting next to George W. Bush, someone who famously tried to take away the rights of gay people. And she's sitting there laughing, having a good time. And she had to address that publicly on her show because people were like, what a hypocrite. And then her whole defense was basically, look, we were rich and rich is the equalizer. That was basically her defense, was like, we were invited by our rich friend. What am I going to be? I'm not going to be mean to him. Be like, we're watching a football game. Be cool. Just be cool. And that is the great equalizer. And I talk about this all the time. There's no gay or straight, black or white. It is the haves and have nots. There are rich people and there are poor people. And that is the great leveler. When you're at that level, when you're a billionaire, it is synonymous with political power. He has enormous influence in the music industry, obviously, through Bad Boy Records and everything else, but that is no different than, he has the political pull that I think anyone else of that stature would. It's just by virtue of having that kind of money, it gets you in the room. And again, that's the word we use when we talk, we use Illuminati to describe this, right? It's not an official club. It just means rich people who ultimately make decisions for us. And we have the illusion that we're actually deciding like what's popular. That's what the Illuminati is. It's just the word we give to the people who are extremely rich. That's all it is. That's all it is. Oh yeah, if you hear an animal crying, it's just my cat. She's very vocal, and she's getting spayed in like a week. She's getting spayed on Wednesday, so it's mostly that, frankly. But yeah. Anyways, Illuminati makes deals with the devil and are super creepy. I've had lots of people talk about like actual Illuminati, like devil worship stuff and like selling your soul. I don't subscribe to any of that, but I get it. I get it. It's one of those things. Again, the Illuminati is what we give to the people who decide this stuff. But as George Carlin says, and I often reference, formal conspiracies don't need to exist when interests align. And that's what we can take from, I think, the most powerful people, is they all have very similar interests. They don't need to say it because it's very obvious. You don't need a formal conspiracy when interests align. That's the Illuminati. It's just easier to think about everybody being in robes at an Eyes Wide Shut orgy talking about it. That's why I always roll my eyes when you see like movies describe people talking about this stuff really explicitly in rooms with cigars and brandy. And it's like, I'm not saying people don't do that and say horrible stuff, but it's not that formal. It's just not that formal. M1969 on YouTube, expensive raids, yet no indictment yet on P. Diddy. The indictment is what happens after the raid. You have enough suspicion that a grand jury will issue the warrant. The warrant is the raid to get the evidence. You say, look, this is the evidence we have that there is evidence there of a crime. And then they say, okay, here's the warrant. And then you go get the evidence in order to indict. So they didn't have enough evidence. They needed to go into that house, but they knew that there was evidence there. They had hard proof that there was significant evidence of sex trafficking, largely coming from this Lil Rod lawsuit. And then I think a lot of other people rolling on Diddy. So that's why there's no indictment. It's because they needed the warrant to get the evidence, to get the indictment for the charges. That's how it works. And again, we could see it for a lot more than Diddy. It's going to be Diddy. It's going to be his sons, probably. It's going to be people in a circle. It's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be all over the place. But yeah. Ellie, they're all investing in other businesses. Yeah, I mean, he has like the vodka brand and God knows what else. I'm sure he's invested in things that we've never even heard of. And again, like the richest people in the world, they're not on the lists of richest people. You know, they are very wealthy oil families that you have not heard of. They are families that can afford anonymity. The people that we know about, it's because they want to be known. That's what I'll say about that. Could this take the music industry down? I mean, the music industry as it has existed has already been kind of on their heels a little bit because of the democratization of pop culture via things like TikTok, which I think is one of the reasons why they're trying to make it go away. It threatens tastemakers and the economy of deciding what's popular and what's not. But yeah. My mic is off. What, on TikTok? It's just my phone. There's no way it's off. I don't believe you. If you hear the cat meowing, that's just her agreeing emphatically. Morgan, can you do some facts about the Diddy raid and what are all the allegations? So I did that earlier. If you want to rewatch all of this, it's going to be on TikTok. It's going to be on it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on podcasts and Spotify under Morgan Jermaine Live. Hey, Rose L, thank you for the $5 super chat. I appreciate you. Saudi's allegedly at trillions of dollars. It's just unknown. Yeah, I mean, it's scary. It is scary amounts of money we're talking about. Rose, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, sound is fine. Not falling for it. How dare you? Anyways, that's basically the Diddy stuff. I think that's basically everything we know now. There's going to be lots more coming out, generally speaking, and I'll talk about that as it happens. But I think we're going to be in a cooling off period. People are going to still want to cover his every move. But generally speaking, we're not going to hear any significant news until the indictment comes down, which again, might be for months. Cat is trying to silence me. Yeah, absolutely. Also, sorry, I know there's probably a bunch of GIFs on TikTok that I haven't been thanking people for, but it's hard to like keep up with everything. Diddy really isn't that big anymore, you feel? Well, Demon Child, so you're thinking of that in terms of, if I may say so, I think you're thinking of it in terms of like his own popularity in the music industry. Bad Boy Records is still pretty big and pretty powerful, and he is in that Illuminati circle of the music industry. So I think it's not so much about like records he sells. It's about the piece of the music industry pie that he is involved in. He is extremely powerful in the music industry, extremely. And it's not about his career anymore as an artist. It's much more than that. Yeah, Tammy, it's going to be like Carmen Sandiego trying to figure out where he's going next. Yeah. We have not talked about the Pirates reboot. That's going to be the next topic. Yeah. Are we talking about? We're talking about Diddy. This is all the Diddy stuff. Opinion on TikTok ban actually happening? I don't think it's going to happen, but who knows? I've been surprised before. Yeah, he's more of a producer now, Broken Panda Plaza on Twitch. Yeah, exactly. He's much more of a producer now, which it's the natural progression of like, all right, you get to a certain point and now it's like, I am a producer now. It makes a lot of sense. Also, the views are pretty good on YouTube. Thank you. I've been meaning to do more YouTube live stuff. So this is, This is good, good motivation for me. Do you think it's being tracked? Phones tapped? Here's the thing. It's phone tapping is not as easy as you think it is nowadays. It's like, it's a very old timey thing. I think it'd be very tough to do. Cause it's like, if they went into the house, like they trashed it. And I'm stealing this opinion, by the way. I heard this on some video I watched. So credit where credit's due. This is not original thought, but it was that they trash the place. If they leave bugs or whatever in the house, when they're cleaning the place up, they're probably going to find the bugs because they're basically reassembling their house. They're probably going to find whatever's left over. So it's unlikely they would have done that. I think it's, you know, his people know where he is. I'm sure the cops know where he is. I mean, we know where he is. We know he's in Miami. So the cops definitely know. The cops definitely know. I also think the cops are probably in contact with his lawyers directly. And they are, everyone, I think, understands, like, he can't really go anywhere because it's going to make him look guilty. And it's also, if he leaves the country right now, A, I don't think anybody would take him in, because not that he wouldn't go to someone that has like a non-extradition thing like France or whatever, but it's very unlikely that somebody would want, a country would want to harbor him with this looming. So I don't think that would be possible. But also, if he did that and then got indicted and got arrested, then he is categorically a flight risk, and it would be very unlikely for him to make bond, which would be very important. So him being like you always hear it in court cases, they're like, "Hey, my client has showed up to every trial date, every hearing, every whatever. They've stayed home. They've been very communicative. You don't need to keep them in jail right now. We can keep him on bond. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not a flight risk." And then they might say, "Eh, go fuck yourself. You're still going to keep him in jail." Or they say, "Okay, you're right. Your client's been good. You can stay home. It's fine." Or they'll do ankle monitor at home or whatever. So it's him being out and about and probably being communicative with law enforcement through his lawyers, I think is plotting that, and just for him to maintain some kind of freedom while this, what is more than likely going to be a years long process, plays out, you know. He's not in custody. He is not in custody. No, nobody is in custody right now. And again, it's because the way this works is you get the warrant to raid the place because you have solid evidence that there is evidence of a crime. You have evidence that there's evidence. They got the warrant. Then you go in and get the evidence, go through it, build your case. Then you indict and arrest. So we are in the evidence gathering stage. They got the hard drives. They got computers. They got cameras. They got whatever they got. And they're going to go through it, possibly for months, until they have enough to be like, "Here's everything we got. We have a case. This is what we want to charge him with. Cuff him." And that's what's going to happen next. I just don't know how long. Sounds like released under investigation. Well, he's under investigation, but it's innocent until proven guilty, right? He's right now, he is implicated, not indicted. I think then that's a big difference. So he's innocent until proven guilty, even if he was arrested, but just nobody has been arrested because they don't have enough to go on right now. They need to build the case. Because if you go too early, too fast, you risk completely losing out on the strongest case possible, and that's when he ends up walking. You need as much information as humanly possible. And that's what they're gonna have through these tapes. And again, this could be years of video footage from every room in his house, both in LA and Miami. So this could be an absurd amount. And they're going to have the cooperation of people who work for him, most likely to help go through this information. But it's still going to have to be somebody manually going through this, identifying who all of these people are, which again is difficult all on its own. And then trying to contact those people. Because it's like you're going to see parties. I try to identify the people in those parties, be like, "That person looks like they might be underage. I don't know." And then having to figure out who that person is, get in contact with them, get their story, and then that's one piece of the case. And so they have to do that however many times is necessary based on the information that is given to them, or that they are able to get from this raid. So it's insanely complicated, it's messy, and it's why there were so many people involved in this raid, because of the sheer scale of of information that they were gathering, and the fact that they are just big homes, really. Can you imagine the terabytes of videos that investigators will have to go through? Precisely. And again, we're assuming this, in all fairness, we are assuming that it's lots of video evidence, and but it makes sense based on what we know, because all we can go off is a Lil Rod video, or a Lil Rod lawsuit, which talks about there being very, very damning videos. Very, very damning videos. So it's probably what they're doing right now, is going through a bunch of nerds sitting down going through all this video. I imagine a taxi. This is an interesting comment on YouTube. I imagine AI will be a great value in future times, evaluating mass data within short amount of time. Potentially, I could see a case for that to be like fed all this video into a neural net that says identify people under 18 in these videos. But I think like it's going to be a very long time till I think that it's actually going to be admissible in court, though. I think the problem with neural nets, and I'm going to get nerdy for a second. The problem with neural nets is you can't look at what it's doing. You know what I mean? It's like if you make a neural net that identifies pictures of cats, right? You give it millions of pictures of cats, and then it'll learn what a cat is, what a cat photo is. And then, once it's sort of trained, you show it a photo of a cat, and it'll go, this is a dog. And you go, nope, it's a cat. And then it goes back and is like, okay, that's a cat. It's not a dog. I got it. Okay, I got it. And then it gets better. But we don't know how. We don't know what it does. We don't know what is actually happening. You can't see it written out. It just does. It just happens. You can't open up a neural net and see what happens. It's just layers of information. Like one layer goes, okay, this is the shape of a cat. Okay, now I'm going to pass it to this layer, which is like, okay, these look like cat ears. Pass to this layer, like, okay, this looks like fur. Okay, and it keeps going like that up layers. But you can't see what it's actually doing. And I think it's that ambiguity. It's a black box. And I think that's going to make it inadmissible for a very long time. And I don't know how much AI stuff is going to be able going to be useful in court. And it's also like, it's not going to be 100% reliable. Although in all fairness, people are super unreliable. So there's that too. But again, we have gotten into, we are now in the weeds of AI and neural nets and how it's going to shape our world. So we're deep into it now. Identify video showing coercion, yeah, tax, exactly, yeah. Amanda on YouTube, what do you think is next after Diddy, or do you think they're after someone bigger? I've heard people say this. Are they after someone bigger? Is there someone bigger than him? I don't think so necessarily. I don't know if there's like some kind of crazy mastermind above him. He's pretty big. He is a billionaire music producer with his hands in so much stuff. I am really not sure that there would be someone above him unless it is some kind of like, but again, it's one of those things. If you like the vast majority of conspiracy theories, I set aside, but also we just found out that there was like a billionaire pedo island. So you know what? Maybe some of these conspiracy theories, I'll give another chance. You know, I know the world's not flat. Other than that, there's a little possibility that any of this stuff exists. So I I don't know. I don't know, man. Who knows? Green Eyed Siren on TikTok. This is not surprising that's coming out. Yeah, I'm not totally surprised this is coming out. Epstein was above him. Well, it's possible that they are somewhat connected, but again, just because billionaires hang out with billionaires. I'm talking about Epstein Island, yeah. Like, we found out there was an island for rich people to take kids. So it's like, there was an actual island to be like, well, I guess all bets are off. I don't know what's real. I don't know. That would have sounded like a crazy conspiracy theory. Turns out it was real. The island's real. People go to it. I don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe there are aliens. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm suddenly a little more open to these ideas. Susan D on TikTok, did he know they were coming? We don't know. It's possible. And if he did, then it's likely that a lot of the stuff was wiped already, and they probably then the Homeland Security doesn't have a lot to go off of. I don't think we'll ever find that out. I think it's very, very unlikely we would find that out. Unless it comes out in open court, but I don't see that as necessarily possible. Nora, yeah, Diddy was spotted in Miami with his kids. Yeah. Yeah, he was last spotted. He was spotted at the Miami airport, allegedly. And then he was definitely spotted. Daily Mail reported that he was at Topgolf Miami with his daughter. All smiles. No care. No care in the world. Man. Living my best life on TikTok. It's likely he knew based on his actions. Well, what actions do you mean? His actions were just existing. Like, he didn't fly out of the country. He was in Miami. That's where one of his houses are. He was in Miami. He's in Miami a lot. Aisha, can you explain why TMZ would put out an article stating Diddy was fleeing the country? Did they actually put, knowing that all the jets were tracked 2 hours later, posted a video of him in Miami airport? Did they post that he fled the country? They might have just fallen for the flight tracking stuff. I don't know. Because they could, like, that might have been his plane. And then it left the country. So it's like, if that's what they reported explicitly, then that's true. It's just, I think everyone pretty much reported that they didn't know. Like, you couldn't confirm that he was on it. So if they reported anything beyond that, then oops. But I think they didn't. His plane, did they say he was still in Miami? He's definitely in Miami. We know he's in Miami. We do know he's in Miami. Was he seen in public? He was seen in public, yeah. He is in public. Yeah, he is out and about. They said he fled. Yeah, I think a lot of people fell for that. Again, I didn't share any of that information because I felt like that wasn't true. I felt like he probably didn't flee. The tracking of private jets is not as clear. Like, just knowing the location of the plane is not enough information. And luckily that was right instinct on my part. But obviously I was not sitting there with phones freaking out trying to get us a scoop or whatever. So yeah. Do you think Jay and Bay are next? Jay-Z, 50, and Diddy are super, super not tight. So I doubt it. I doubt it. I think those are the three big feuding parties in this sort of world. As I understand it, I'm a little out of the loop with this stuff, I'll be honest. But I doubt Jay and Bay are implicated in any way. I don't think so. Who knows though? Who knows? I don't know. I'm speculating now, but seemingly I think they beef. I think it's very unlikely that they would have been involved in that capacity. And I also would not expect them to say anything, because why the hell would you? Why would you get your name involved in that? Why would you want your response, your thoughts about any of this out there? Because the second you say something, now your name and his name are in an article together. And that's not what you want your SEO to be, especially when Bay just put out a country album. You would like, the separation of that is going to be very important economically. Surprised we didn't see Diddy come up more with the... that might be a dumb question, but can he track private jets? Demon Child, yes. It depends. Like, after all of this came out, that tail number for the private jet got scrubbed off those sites. So it's... I don't know the exact legality of it, but the fact that you can get it scrubbed is something. Yeah, and that's all I'll say about that. But also, it's like, it's difficult to track who owns those jets. It could be rented, you know, could be somebody else's borrowed. It's, you know, if you own a private jet, you lend it out to your friends a lot. So I don't put a lot into what private jets are doing, generally speaking. Do you know anything about the girl he adopted? I don't. I can't speak on that. I don't know what's going on with that. I hope she's okay. I don't know, man. The adopted thing, I really don't know. What do you think about Diddy's association with MJ's death? Well, I know Diddy's association with Pac's death. I know he's laughing in his grave right now. That motherfucker. Think the Jets have to be registered in some way? Well, all Jets have to be registered in some way, I believe. But I don't know. I don't really understand who runs those flight tracker sites. Maybe I'll do like a video on private jets, like celebrity private jets and tracking and how that works. Try to talk to somebody who works in aviation. Oh, I know some pilots. Oh, I know a bunch of pilots. Okay, I might be able to actually do a good video about that. I'll have to look at that. Yeah. Been waiting for me to talk on this? Well, Nelly, now I'm talking about it. I wanted to wait a minute because it was really fresh. And it's like you either talk about it in the moment constantly, or you kind of wait and talk about what you know. I'm glad I waited because we have a lot more information now. Like if I had done a video 2 days ago, we wouldn't have known for sure he was in Miami. I would have said, like, maybe he's in Miami. Now we know for sure he's in Miami. Oh, I know some pilots, iconic. That's not an iconic quote. I just forgot. I got a bunch of friends who are pilots and people who have pilot dads and stuff. Use a flight tracker app to see what planes are flying over your house. Yeah, exactly. Aisha, no. Sloan Bell. I don't know. I don't know that person, no. I'll do the private jet video. That's a good idea. Somebody remind me because I'll forget I did that. I'll forget I suggested that. What does Pac have to do with this? I don't want to make accusations. Look up Diddy, Pac. And I think it's Diddy was involved in his death, it appears. That's all I'll say. Unrelated, can you stream YouTube live in vertical and on TikTok? I could stream vertical. I was considering doing vertical because I have a thing on my camera that just flips it this way. But I don't know. We'll see. Is he getting arrested? We don't know yet, Sally. That would be the next step. The next step is he's going to be indicted. Potentially, he would be indicted and then arrested. As of right now, nothing. Nothing has happened. Please don't, Arthur. Okay, I won't do the vertical. The only thing YouTube cares about right now, YouTube doesn't care about live. The only thing YouTube cares about is shorts. That's it. It's just shorts. So that's the only reason I was considering vertical, but you know. Is that a Pac-Man ghost? Oh, this? No, it's just a regular ghost. It's just a regular little ghost guy. Oh, yeah, the Diddy Pac Suge Knight Keefe D rabbit hole. Yeah, that's going to be a whole thing. Yeah. How about J-Lo? Good question. Maybe. There might be a J-Lo element to this. I don't know. If I was law enforcement, I'd probably be talking to her. Yeah. I'd probably have a line out. I don't know what would come of that. I'd probably have it's probably worth the conversation, though. Probably worth the conversation. Not a J-Lo fan, by the way. Oh, man, poor Ben Affleck with that documentary. It's like he couldn't handle, like, the scrutiny of it the first time around, and then they get back together, and she makes him do a fucking documentary about their untold story, which has been so told. Nora, I don't know who that is that you're talking about. You hear J-Lo has a bad attitude? I mean, that's one of those things. I think that's super well-known and talked about. I can't speak to that necessarily. I don't have any personal experiences with J-Lo or know anybody who had any personal experience with J-Lo. I can talk about Mariah Carey. I got some Mariah Carey experiences. But J-Lo, I don't... We all know that she's kind of smug. Not from the block, that kind of thing. You think Diddy's going to be the fall guy for a lot of elites, real world on TikTok? You know, he is guilty of some stuff, it seems, and he'll go down for it. But it's like I don't think necessarily he's going to be a fall guy like that. That implies that he's like mid level in a grander scheme, and I don't think that's necessarily the case. She's so untouched with the reality with J-Lo. Yeah, I mean, if you're J-Lo, I don't blame her for being out of touch with reality. Like, nobody that famous and that rich is in touch with reality. You know, you want someone who's in touch with reality. You know, go talk to your friends. Start up a conversation with the person who works at Starbucks, because J-Lo doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Her experience with Mariah positive? I don't have any problem with her necessarily, but I know. You know what? I'll just leave it there. She's okay. She's fine. Just a diva. We all know she's a diva, though. It's fine. Did he is elite? Taxi? Yeah, 100%. I mean, he is, yeah. So I'm reading some comments right now. J-Lo's ruining her own career. She doesn't care anymore. It is what it is. Have you met Lady Gaga? No, I have not. I have not. Have I met Selena Gomez? No, I have not. But if everything I know about her, she is nice. She is a really genuinely nice person. Yeah, yeah. And I feel bad. She's had to deal with so much crap online. Speaking of dealing with crap online, did you see, oh God, what's her name? Flute. She plays the flute. Rapper. Lizzo. Lizzo? I think she did an Instagram post saying that she's so over the hate, and she just said, I quit. And I think she's talking specifically about social media, but it sucks. She's just like, she's having a moment where she's like, I'm so over you guys shitting on me. This sucks. Yeah. I feel bad. And come J-Lo and Leah Remedy aren't friends anymore? I don't know. Is J-Lo a Scientologist? I don't think so. Any hair tips? Get a good hair dryer and use products from American Crew if you're talking about guy hair. Use American Crew gels. Doesn't Lizzo still have a lawsuit pending? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, that didn't help. That definitely didn't help with the hate she got online. That definitely didn't help. Yeah. That's a good point. Actually, a lot of that hate might be stemming from that, so then it could be a little justified. I don't know. Possibly. You know what? I got so used to streaming from here, like from my computer to the phone. I actually kind of like doing this better. Kind of like having it on the phone like this. Anyways, I think we've pretty much exhausted the Diddy stuff. Do you want to talk about some other stuff? We've been talking about this for an hour. Thought she was cleared. I don't know 100%. I can't say for sure. I think it's still going on. Pernoy Chow, which streaming service is best and which one is worst in terms of quality of content? Twitch is the best for live streaming. YouTube doesn't care about live streaming, but it's good on there if you have a following. It's a good way to touch base with your fans. But Twitch is best. It's just there's no discovery on there. Thoughts on Dune 2 and Scream 7 filming this summer? Well, Dune 2 already happened. Scream 7, I saw there's a lot of information about that. Now they're supposedly bringing back Courtney Cox, some of the original cast because of having to fire the star for her comments about Palestine. So a lot of the people are coming back now. Talk Kate Middleton. I have nothing to say about those people. I feel bad that everyone was making so much out of her not being around. And then it was like, yeah, I've been sick, you assholes. And it's like, yeah, our bad. Sorry. Yeah, that's our bad. That sucks. But yeah. Other topic I wanted to talk about. And this is something obviously that I know has a lot of overlap with probably a lot of people here for obvious reasons. However, I also just happen to have a general opinion about this. Pirates of the Caribbean producer confirms next movie will be a reboot. Not super jazzed about this. So in an interview, Jerry Bruckheimer, who produced all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, said, oh, with that one, we're doing a reboot, so we don't have to wait for other people to put it together. So basically just like very, very casually while talking about something else, mentioned that they're going to be rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean, which I'm super not jazzed about. He said, yeah, you don't know how they come together. You just don't know because Top Gun, you have an actor and it's iconic and brilliant. You had so many movies before Top Gun. We're going to reboot Pirates. So that is easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors. I think that sucks. I think if I were somehow in charge of that franchise, I would look at it as it's something that's obviously going to be not as good because it was so iconic as a Jack Sparrow property. And you either bring him back for one more movie and give us closure with that character, or Margot Robbie's not going to be in it. No. That's that was rumored. I don't know if there was any validity to it. Not happening anymore, so far as we can tell. But I will say, if I was in charge of it, I would just make it a show on Disney Plus. I know that they've had some letdowns in the shows on Disney Plus department. However, I think that world is so big. There are so many stories you could tell. It could even be one of those shows where each season it's it's a different narrative completely. The world is so big. It is so good. It is tonally very interesting. And I don't understand why they don't want to go the show route. It seems like everybody's been going the show route. And I know that if they make another Pirates, like, no matter what, I know that probably the people here are thinking, like, no, Johnny, no Pirates, fuck that. But it's probably still going to make $1 billion in China, you know what I mean? I just don't know who they're going to get, because the last, like, there have been some bad ones already. There have been a couple bad ones. So I don't know what they're gonna do with it, but obviously they want to. If he wants to make it a movie, then they're gonna reboot it and they're gonna make 7 more of them, and they're gonna be good or they're gonna be bad. But either way, they're gonna make it. So whatever. I just wish it was a show. I think you could do a lot more of the show, and then it wouldn't be compared 1-to-1 with the original movies. Really, really tough. Because then also I feel like if it's a show, it can be more ensemble. You can have a lot more characters with a lot more development. In 90 minutes, 2 hours, you have to have that like one central character or two to carry the whole movie. But in a show, you can really have it be ensemble. Like, I mean, look at Game of Thrones. The amount of respective characters in that show was insane. And they really could do that with Pirates. It's just such a good world. It's such a good world. I don't know why they don't want to do a show. They should really do a show. Blows. Show has more options. Yeah, show has way more options. Way, way more options. 100%. Otter Bro, I honestly can't see anything but a Jack Sparrow dedicated movie with depth for masses. Check out whatever happens. Yeah, I don't think, even if they called him up and apologized and were like, I'm so sorry, here's $50 million to come back, I still don't think he would necessarily do it. If I was rich as him, and got burned so publicly like that, I would probably tell them to go fuck themselves. I'll be honest. Probably be like, yeah, how about you just go fuck yourself? Because him doing the movie is more of a favor to Disney than it is to Johnny. Because it's guaranteed insane money for them, and he would get good money, sure, but it's still more of a win for them. And if I were him, having the power of being like, no, go fuck yourself is, I think, more satisfying than any paycheck that they could fish out. Right? That's how I feel about that. Otter, yeah, I don't see any reason to come back. I mean, I think he understands how much people love the character. Obviously, he still does the character at children's hospitals and stuff. And, you know, that's how the character lives on. It still lives on. It just sucks that I think he mentioned it in a trial too, maybe. I think I remember seeing some clip of him talking about, like, it sucks that they robbed the character of a finale, which it does suck. Because it's like, what? I mean, they're going to reboot it, luckily. So it would be even worse if they just did. Can you imagine if they did another sequel and then just made like a passing comment or some Easter egg thing that showed that he died off camera? Ugh. Ugh. That'd be horrible. So I guess, you know, reboot, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I think it's a bad move. But it is what it is. Still popular in the parks. Yeah, exactly. Still works. It still happens in the parks. Still in Kingdom Hearts games when they happen. Oh man, it's, you know, the character still exists on. It's just not going to be in movie form, which I think is fine. You just find it scummy that they use Jack Sparrow merch and mascot. Well, I mean, they own the character, so kind of is what it is. What are your plans for Easter? Not a goddamn thing. They could use AI. Don't say that. Ugh, don't say that. Emma, who would even be able to fill those boots in current Hollywood? Well, I actually kind of liked the idea of Margot Robbie. She's awesome. I like her a lot. I think I like the idea of it being a female lead. Because again, it's like, you want to avoid as much comparison as possible. So I think having like a fresher take on it, it would be good if it's a big A-list actress. I think that would have been a good move. It's not happening though. Also, I think there would be a lot of downside for whatever actor wanted to do it. So I suspect they're gonna try to do what they did with the last couple movies, which is, sorry, the camera's getting blown out because the sun just came out. Hold on. Okay. I think they're gonna get They're going to get some young nobody and to take up the mantle, and it'll be fine. I don't know. It'll be okay, probably. I have not heard anything about Bestie, no. I don't know anything about her at all. Thank God. Arthur, I know the pirates are popular, but I wonder if she wanted to tie herself into it now that her production company is on the rise. Curious about the Sims movie. I mean, yeah, it would have been. I mean, she could have been a co-producer on that. Her company could have co-produced it. But also, yeah, she's doing great as a producer, and I think she is poised to be a very, very powerful person for the rest of her life in Hollywood as more than just an actor. So I think it would. If I were her, I would not tie myself to Disney like that for 10 years, which is more than likely what that kind of contract would be. So yeah, there was, she doesn't need it. There was more downside than upside. I get it. I don't blame her. Again, that's even if that was real. We don't fucking know. Disney already completely lost you with Star Wars movies. Yeah. Yeah, Disney. Oh, Disney. Oh, Disney. You bastards. Have you seen Quiet on the Set? Yes. I took a bunch of notes. I was going to do a video about it, but then I just was like, I got to do it today or it's not relevant. And then it became the next day. And I'm like, well, now it's too late. And then I started thinking, I want to talk about it. And then it's the next day after that. And I'm like, well, now it's way too late. And I'm way too late to talk about it. So maybe I'll make a video when episode 5 comes out. Maybe I'll make a video then. But I have a lot of thoughts about it. Definitely have a lot of thoughts about it. I thought Margot backed off the idea. Yeah, she did. It's if that was ever true, which I don't think it, I don't know if it ever was. It was just a rumor, but it's not the case anymore. Not the case anymore. Yeah. And then there's one other, while we're on the topic of our boy.
Hold on.
There is a story right now. Don't call it a comeback, but Johnny Depp is going to star opposite Sydney Sweeney in a supernatural thriller Day Drinker from Amazing Spider-Man director Mark Webb. Now, this is getting covered everywhere. And if you look at who this person is, Jeff Snyder, you'll see he used to work for Variety, used to work for Collider. And you're like, okay, this sounds like somebody who's pretty reputable. But the reason he's doing this on his own Twitter and not for a website is because he got fired from Variety, and I believe he got fired from Collider or Mashable. So he's been fired from a couple places. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. You know, this is a guy trying to sell subscriptions to something. Also, I despise journalism like this, where it's like, I found out this thing before it's public. I'm now gonna like scoop the studio. Be like, there are so many people that work really hard to figure out these, like, the marketing strategies for movies, and this stuff just kind of screws it all up. And it really bums me out when that happens. So I have a line out to people, and so far it's sounding like this is bullshit, but I will let you know when I have more info from people. That's all I have to say about that one. I think that's basically all I have right now. I've been talking for like an hour and a half. That's a good podcast length, right? It's been confirmed it's false, is it? Did somebody say it was false? Because it sounds false. I don't think he would do a movie called Day Drinker, by the way. Damn, I really got to adjust my camera settings when the sun comes out. I'll give you the inside scoop, yeah. It definitely sounds like bullshit. My immediate thought was, I don't even know what you're talking about. That's what I heard. So I was like, oh, okay, this is probably not a thing then. I had that guy blocked, and I can't remember why I blocked him, but I block people for a reason, and I think it's due to being unreliable in the past. I can't remember specifically, but, you know, got to think about that stuff. Anyways. Oh, the Quiet on Set, you weren't too fond of it? Can't imagine what Amanda Bynes went through? Yeah, oh man, poor Amanda Bynes. She was so talented, and got just so abused by the system, and she had a bunch of family stuff. Like, I don't know, it sucks. It sucks to see. She had so much potential, man. You're sick of Sydney Sweeney? I'm not sick of her. I think it's funny to see how her boobs are destroying society. Pretty funny. It's like conservatives claimed her before they knew her politics. Because they're like, oh, thank God, a big titty blonde on our side. She's our sleeper agent in Hollywood. We're in, you guys. We're taking it back. And then it turns out that might not be the case. Now she's doing satanic movies. And everyone's like, they corrupted our angel. It's pretty funny to see Sydney Sweeney's boobs destroy society. Having a pretty good time watching that. Did I see the interview with Dan Schneider? I saw his response where he was basically like, I guess I owe some people an apology. And it's like, fuck you. Apology. He's like, well, I guess my bad. It was a little like, womp womp. Like, dude, you fucking, you idiot. Also, it's so funny. I always watch these stories and it's like about somebody who is mean or like really abusive on set. And I'm like, I went through that kind of shit. Like, where's my fucking documentary? Be like, the amount of people that had to deal with this shit at various places that I worked. Like, where's my fucking documentary? Damn, dude. Not mine. You know what I mean? About the people that I worked for. But, you know, fear. Fear keeps a lot of people from doing that kind of stuff. He owes a prison sentence to society and apology is going to cut it, yeah. Well, that's the thing. That was the weird thing about Quiet on the Set, because they kind of bury the lead. Because they talk about this, like, the Dan Schneider stuff and him being toxic and all the you know, shot jokes and stuff like that. It's like, when was... this whole thing's going to get demonetized if I say the word. But, like, certain, like, shot kind of stuff. Be like, when was sliming people not that? When was having slime shoot up in people's faces on celebrities' faces? When was that not that kind of a joke? You know what I mean? Always. It always was. So it's like a lot of that stuff. And then you get to the Drake Bell of it. And you're like, oh my God, this is so much worse. This is episode 3. I watched 2 episodes about almost nothing. Jesus Christ. I met Drake Bell, by the way, one time. I met him at the Magic Castle and he was very nice. God, that's a very LA sentence. Anyways. Thanks, PK. I'm glad you appreciate the content. Who is Sydney Sweeney? You know who she is. If you don't know the name, you've seen her by accident because she's everywhere. Yeah, poor Drake, man. Poor Drake. Poor Drake. Anyways, I think that's about all I've got. I think that's all I've got for today. I kind of want to keep chatting, but I need to, like, edit this stuff and post it too. So I don't know. Because this is supposed to be a podcast. So it's supposed to be only like a certain length. So we're at like an hour and a half. Ultimate Gamer, hey, what's up on Twitch? Hope everybody's doing well. Do you guys have anything you want to talk about? I like doing this. I'm trying to do this every Saturday at noon Pacific. We do this podcast. We talk for a couple hours about like the biggest stories worth the week. And then I'll edit down into individual videos by topic for YouTube and then even smaller clips for TikTok and for YouTube Shorts. That's what I'm trying to do. And then I'm also going to try to do TikTok news hits throughout the week, but I'm just like, I'm so fried. My mental health is so blah that I'm trying to get back in the habit of it, but I miss it. I miss doing it and it was fun. But yeah, at least I can commit to every Saturday we're doing this. At least I can do this. So yeah. I think I'm gonna wrap up on this stuff. The views have been great, by the way. Views have been pretty good for all this. Darkly Eve, can we talk about Hannah Gutierrez requesting a new trial? I mean, all of that stuff, the Hannah Gutierrez, the Rust shooting stuff, she's in jail right now. All of these hearings and stuff like that, that's all part of the normal process. None of that is surprising. I'm not surprised none of it got granted either. That's just how it goes. It's all normal stuff. I'm glad you like the setup. Yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube or TikTok, I'm using like a longer lens. It's a little more cinematic looking. If you're listening to this on Spotify, then it probably sounds normal. If you're watching this on TikTok, I'm on a phone. So yeah. I'm also considering doing this live on like everywhere. Like, what if I also did this live on Instagram and Twitter too? I don't know. Why not? I don't know. Still going to WonderCon or too late? I don't know. I don't know if I want to go to WonderCon. It's kind of late right now. If anything, maybe I'll go tomorrow because it's still going on Sunday. It's more chill tomorrow, and there won't be any cosplayers, but I don't know. I gotta see when it stops. It's probably gonna stop at like 6 or something. By the way, WonderCon is it's like Diet Comic Con. It's made by the same company. Interested in Anaheim. I do want to go down to Anaheim anyway, though, because I got some stuff I gotta do down there. But yeah. Anyways. My painting? No, I don't paint. What are you looking at that's painting? I don't paint. I thought about painting, but I don't paint, no. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up. And then I'm going to start editing this stuff down. I'm going to post this on Spotify right away. I'm going to try to cut this up for some clips on YouTube and then eventually TikTok. But yeah. The wall behind me? What part of the wall behind me? That's, if you're talking about on TikTok, there's not, that's a cement wall. That's my door. That's my blue door. That's all I got. I don't know what you're talking about. No paintings. That's just a concrete wall. Anyways. All right. I love you all. Thank you for watching. We're going to do this again. Again, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, 7? Does that make it 6 or 7 Greenwich Mean Time? I think it makes it like 6 or 7 in London. But yeah. That's how it goes. I'm going to try to do more live streams on TikTok just for funsies. It makes it 7 in London. Okay. And I'm going to definitely keep doing this live on YouTube every week. And then, etc. Anyways, keep going like that. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm going to cut it on. I'm going to cut it on TikTok first, which I like doing it on the phone. I'm going to keep doing it on the phone. Also, the camera is really flattering on this because it puts on tons of filters. So that's nice. How the fuck do I end this? I don't even know. Oh, there's the button. All right. I love you. Thank you all for watching. And thank you for all the gifts on TikTok. I totally didn't thank you guys for any of that stuff because this is like a podcast. But thank you. I appreciate you guys. All right. Love you. Bye on TikTok. All right. They're dead. Oh, God. I took a screenshot. Just Spotify name. Ah, I hurt my finger. It's the show is just called, it's under Morgan Tremaine Live. There's a link for it in my bio. You can find it there. But yeah. This VOD is going to stay up also, by the way. Come to Comic-Con in Boston. I'd love to do all that kind of stuff. I love going to Comic-Cons everywhere. But yeah, okay. I'm going to cut the YouTube now and the TikTok and the Twitch. I love you so much. You posted a video posted a reminder of the private jets video to Discord. Awesome. Yeah. Also just a promo. The Discord is really fun. You can join the Discord. I also started a newsroom broadcast channel on my Instagram, which is where I'm dropping like news of the day in real time. And then any important context, that is needed for those stories. Like for instance, a couple of things we've talked about today. So, okay. I love you. Thank you for watching. And I'm outie. Thank you. Appreciate you.